Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a malevolent senator, Ted Cruz, I don't have to introduce him further, wrote a book. Wrote a bad book, it is. One Vote Away. It's his views of the Supreme Court, which are predictable. Everybody yawned when I say a bad book. I've not read the book. I've read descriptions of it. No intention of buying it. Just another campaign book to benefit him, except he got a $300,000 advance from the publisher, Regnery, conservative publisher. Okay, they got to know that they're not going to recover that. You're not going to have folks buying this thing. Well, he made it a little easier for him. Just came out that he used his campaign account, campaign funds, to buy $150,000 worth of copies, okay? So he publishes it at Regnery. They give him $300,000. He immediately buys $150,000 back. And there's nothing to stop him from buying the whole $300,000 back, which is all of that money in transfer is a transfer from his campaign account to his personal advantage, which is the writing of a book like that. Now, he may dodge and weave on that one, and he may say, well, even if you say it's a campaign expense, that's why I have a campaign account. And why did you construct it this way? Why didn't you say I'm going to spend $153,000 to send out materials or do this? He's a sly one. A slippery one is what he is. But there it is. 300 grand advance for a book that I think everyone yawns and nobody reads. Nobody reads, hardly anybody. And then he uses campaign account to start buying it back. And I see no reason why he won't continue to do that. Doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised he didn't write a book about On the Road to Cancun or something. You know, people would at least read it. They'd have a little chuckle out of it. You know, I mean, this guy... When he ran to Cancun when it got cold because there was no power, he blamed it on his daughter. Daughter's 12 years old. She said, Daddy, let's go to Cancun. He goes, well, I really shouldn't. No, come on. Give me a break. Blame your 12-year-old daughter for going to Cancun. Give me a break. I'm guardedly optimistic about the following data. It looks like we may be about to lose the two governors of the two largest, certainly Democratic states in the country, California and New York. Now, California, we'll get to later. We're going to have Gavin Newsom up for recall election on September 14. It's beginning to look like it's possible. It's a toss-up. He could get recalled. And one of the leading contenders is a right-wing radio talk show host named Larry Elder. Could end up with a Republican governor in California. Stay tuned. But in New York, right now, it's beginning to look like we will hold the governorship. Why do I say that? Kathy Hochul is the lieutenant governor. Mario Cuomo, I knew the father, great guy. Andy Cuomo, who was a great governor, announced that he would step down in 14 days, and that expires in about a week or so. And then Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, will be the acting governor for another year till the election. Well, they did a poll. Hochul is a lot stronger than people realize. A lot of people thought, oh, well, Kathy Hochul, placeholder. What happens if the Republicans take that? Then if Gavin Newsom gets recalled, it could be we'd have Republican governors in New York and California going into the 2024 election. That's unthinkable. Well, it continues to be unthinkable because the identity politics crowd in the Democratic Party have their knives out for Hochul in the primary. A poll just came out, an independent poll. Kathy Hochul in the primary gets 28%. Letitia James, the attorney general, gets 24%. Bill de Blasio, an ineffective mayor of New York, gets 5%. Now, Letitia James is a good attorney general. She's gone after the NRA and she's gone after Trump. She should stay as attorney general. She's the one who set up that report against Andy Cuomo that squeezed him out. She should have recused herself from that because she's a candidate. She did that. She got him squeezed out. Kathy Hochul will beat her in a primary. Then they squeezed out de Blasio. They said, what if it's only two candidates, Kathy Hochul and Letitia James? And Hochul still wins 34% to 32%. Kathy Hochul has a favorable unfavorability split of 42% to 9%. Only 9% of the state have an unfavorable view of her. 42% have a favorable view of her. De Blasio, 47% of the state don't like him. 24 do. He's underwater. Letitia James is above water. 57% of the state like her and 11% don't. But if it gets into a primary, I think Kathy Hochul wins. And the good thing about that is there are three or four Republican candidates now, but one of them could win if this thing takes a bad bounce. Lee Zeldin, former congressman from Staten Island, Republican, is running. He's the front runner. The executive committee of the Republican Party in New York almost unanimously has endorsed him already a year out. The second candidate is a guy named Andy Giuliani. Yes, Andy, just like Andy Cuomo. Yes, Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's son. He's a joke. He's an absolute joke. And then there are third and fourth, some non-entities. So Lee Zeldin will be the nominee. And if the wrong candidate gets nominated by the Democratic Party, if the wrong candidate gets nominated, you could lose, we could lose the governorship of New York. It's beginning to look like we won't. Kathy Hochul is strong. She will win a primary. And when she does, she'll kill Lee Zeldin. She'll cream him. She'll cream him. Absolutely cream him. And it better be the case, because if the wrong person gets in, we could lose it. Going to a quick break, or we're going to a quick call before the break. Nick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Hey, man. Yeah, this is about the COVID thing. I'm kind of feeling like, let it rip. It seems like the, most of these Democrats are the ones getting vaccinated, and the Republicans ain't, or these Trumpers ain't. And those, you can't vote if you're dead. And it's like Noah's Ark, like everybody's been warned to get on the Ark. And, you know, at some point, you know, you got to close up the Ark and you're going to sail away. And I think do what you got to do to protect your family. I wear a mask. I get my shots. My wife's a nurse. She's got her shots. And if these stupid people don't want to get vaccinated, then at some point you got to rip off the Band-Aid, kind of like what Biden did. You know, you just, we're already there. I say let it go. That's one less vote that negates my vote at the polls.
Noah's Ark. The green hat.
You've been warned to get on the
back camels and chimpanzees. That is great, right? Nick, except here's the one deal. If enough of them don't get vaccinated, they leave a pool for the mutation of the virus. And one of these days, the Lambda virus, or there'll be a Zeta virus or something come along, may defeat your and my vaccines. The second is kids under 12 can't be vaccinated so far. They are pressing to have them vaccinated. I hope they do, these poor little kids. But they're in grade school, and enough dumbkopfs don't get vaccinated, that can spread to these kids. Through janitors, it can spread through staff, teachers, and two teachers, you know, these people's parents. So you're right, if there was a way to close the Ark, but what if you can't close the Ark and animals keep coming on who are not vaccinated? Well, I mean, that's the problem. I agree with you 100%. I have zero sympathy. People go, you know what I mean, Nick? You see what I'm saying? That is what concerns me. Nick, thanks a lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. Lines are still open. Going to a break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.